Hello, friends. On today's show, the Youpers sure are green. Lego does its part. We learn about panty-stealing kitties. And did you know there's a connection between the Irish and the Choctaw Nation? Well, there is. Look, just listen. Isaac, please give us the intro.
It's a few years into the after times. You get what I'm talking about. So come on, let's say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world. You up for that? Then have a seat, because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
Well, I'm right here.
I know you're right there.
I'm wearing a bright yellow sweater.
It does you not can, look yellow here.
Barely,
it looks pink.
Well, that's
or peach.
Because red gels are in those PAR lamps.
Yeah, that's right.
We got yellow and red. They're just so flattering.
Yeah, most of them were last changed in the 30s.
But I'm glad we got our old table back.
Yeah, we did get our old table back.
Yeah, on stage, baby.
We shall not be supplanted. Wait till I tell y'all what I'm drinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that requires an introduction then.
Oh, because you're listening to Two Beers In, where we talk about the delicious... Oh, man, I got nothing today. We have delicious
smooth.
And talk about deciduous. No, that's trees.
That's trees.
Oh, well. I am one of your hosts,
Coniferous.
Brett Weaver. Thank you.
Coniferous.
I am one of your hosts, Brett Weaver. I'm enjoying a TX bourbon.
Okay.
And a Miller High Life.
From the sublime
to the
ridiculous. I'm Monica Ballard, your co-host. I'm drinking a Helles Lager.
Helles, yeah.
And it's Helles good.
Yeah, and there's Doug over there.
Hey!
Yep, I'm drinking a Pineapple Jalapeno Paloma.
Wow.
All right.
We're mixing it up today.
It is the rule. You've broken one of my rules.
Which is?
It's just my
rule. You guys
rule.
Always get on me because I've got
nope,
the beer
I'm
and
not
you got
on
the
you.
Drinks.
I'm not. For me,
I didn't even know there were rules.
For me, jalapeno in a drink is kind of redundant, or it cancels itself out.
Uh-huh.
Because you eat spicy things and then you
yes.
drink a thing to calm it down. Well, you're drinking a thing that's also spicy at the same time and
what,
it just gets...
What about Bloody Marys?
What are you doing? Why are you...
I'm bringing up a spicy drink.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
on
a
Monica's
spicy
side.
Drink. How about that?
What? What?
Yeah, I'm on Monica's side. I don't think I'm turned up very well.
I am saying that... That's just my rule.
Okay.
It is not a rule that I apply to others.
It's a ridiculous rule.
Yeah, I
look
definitely
at him.
Don't like
look
jalapeno
at him.
Beer.
Look where he's coming from.
I'm going to enjoy my Miller High Life. Has this gone?
Yeah, I don't think I'm turned up very well.
Okay,
no, I'm hearing you.
You can hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I will turn you up a little more, Doug.
Okay.
Turn it up.
There we go.
Turn it up.
It's always possible
it was
the headphones.
Or just us talking over you.
What?
Exactly. We have some great stories.
Is Doug showing up today?
Yes. Oh, Doug always shows up. We've got some great stories for you today to tell you about. There was one that Monica sent. I will just say now that there was one about the wine,
no,
the dry wine.
Yes.
That it ended up... continuing story was
yeah.
more of a...
It was more of a sponsored by
yes.
kind of thing. But I wasn't grooving on very many of the good news stories.
Yeah.
And so I thought, hey, it's a drinking show. We'll put one in about
sure.
wine.
But we've got cat stealing stuff, so
oh,
that's...
there, that's a plus.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, cat burglar.
Cat burglar,
yes.
sure. That will be...
But first,
let's start... with Michigan's robust renewable energy powered 1 million homes in 2023 from wind and solar.
Wind?
Solar?
all those wind farms on Lake Erie that yes. everybody's complaining about, right?
Yes, that's exactly cool. right.
Yes.
It's now Michigan is now amongst the leaders of renewable energy installation in America. So where it is on the hand, if you look, a recent report.
It was like the,
yeah, it's on the
mitten. It's down. It's,
oh, is it
it's
this
a hand
way?
Down. Okay. Yeah, and yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm not a Michigander, but my father lived there for a while.
I learned where the Youpers were.
Michigander?
That was all
that's a male goose from
that's
Michigan?
My dad. That's that is my dad.
Yes, Michigander?
A recent report shows that the state added 350 megawatts of solar power in 2023, increasing the total renewable resources in the state by 10%. I mean, and this is a state that's known for its...
That was all in 2023?
Yeah.
Because that's about a third of what California added in power in all of the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but progress, man. Progress.
Come on.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Combining with an existing inventory, so they already have an existing inventory of 3,500 megawatts of solar and wind. The state's green energy covered the power demands of 944,000 Michigan homes last year. Didn't even know there were that many homes in Michigan.
Unless the wind wasn't blowing, and then, you know.
Then what do you do?
Then what do you do?
Tide goes in, tide goes out.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how that works.
The seventh most populous state. I mean, they have a lot of homes.
Sure.
Yes. And those are cold people, too.
They are.
Just, I mean, in temperature.
A lot of deer. A lot of deer, too.
Okay. How many deer have homes?
One less than 944,000.
Num, 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 num.
Num, they're delicious. Michigan relies heavily on wind power from the arsenal of turbines along the coast of Lake Huron.
Yep.
Did I say it right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Where strong onshore winds create consistent electricity, which makes total
you hear
sense.
Hear that? Consistent.
Consistent. Tide goes in, tide goes out. The growth in renewable energy is part of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's clean energy, and this is what she was doing when she wasn't getting kidnapped.
Yes. Or almost getting kidnapped.
Oh, yeah. Which aimed to expand green energy and make utility bills more affordable for consumers. And I guess that is, yeah, I mean, think about it. Are our bills here in Texas more affordable because of solar and wind?
Well, it's not just that. It's also because we don't have as much redundancy as we could
right.
in the other grids. And that makes it cheaper on the day-to-day basis. But, of course, it creates Frostmageddon kind of problems when things go bad.
Yeah, when suddenly they're like, oh, we've decided to put some stuff offline because...
Well, yeah, and whenever you do deferred maintenance, I mean, it saves you in the short run.
There might be an increased demand. There might be. So, yeah. Hey, everybody, just adjust your thermostats accordingly.
To be fair, we used to have an excess and sell it off to California and stuff like
true.
That. But when they tightened up their regulations, it became less profitable to do so.
Makes sense. Makes sense. But, hey, hooray for Michigan.
Yay for Michigan. Still not moving there.
Yeah, I mean... Think of the difference between, you know, those gas-guzzling cars of the 60s.
Exactly.
And now a green energy state today. That's a big change.
Good for them.
Now we got more money for our big old Pontiacs.
Come buy a Pontiac. Like, those are still being built?
Is that a windmill on that caddy?
Next story. Lego, because we talked about Lego before I saw this, and I was like, we should talk more about Lego, because it's awesome.
So, Brett likes to talk about Legos. I like to talk about drones.
Drones, that's right.
Now we have Lego drones.
Lego drones.
Wow.
Very good.
Drone Legos.
Yep. So, Lego is paying out of pocket to make half its plastic and its bricks from renewable energy or materials. By 2026. That's their goal.
All right.
So, it'll pay out of pocket to increase the amount. Yeah, I just said that. Estimated to increase the production cost by around 70%. Ouch.
To be fair, they have a really high margin on their sales.
That's true. The company's CEO stated its bottom line will bear the burden as it hopes continued investment by LEGO will allow companies that make recycled plastic monomers. Okay. That's what it is. M-O-N-O-M-E-R-S.
No relation.
Nope.
Yeah, it's single as opposed to polymers.
Yes.
Multiple.
Monomers. Oh. Got it. Yeah. Thank you, Doug.
Sure.
Yeah. To expand and reduce these high costs. In a bleak year for the toy industry, LEGO's operating revenue grew by 26%. Its strategy of targeting all age groups with sets ranging from Star Wars and Harry Potter's to limited edition sets based on community creativity to bonsai trees and Lamborghinis for adults led it to announce record profits this year. I still say there's got to, come on, just give me a bucket of Legos and let me figure it out.
And, you know, as far as companies go, you know, they're considered kind of the REI of toys.
Oh, yeah.
They are considered very conscious of their customers and the environment, their place in the world, and how they walk through it.
Yep. So our portfolio continues to be relevant for all ages and interests, and this is driving significant demand across markets. That was Niels Christensen. Wow. I wonder where he's from.
Somewhere in Scandinavia.
Yeah, he's the CEO of LEGO. But this isn't enough for Christensen, who hopes that an 8-year investment strategy amounting to over $350 million will allow them to replace up to half of the fossil fuels in their plastics with a sustainable resin made out of used cooking oil and food industry waste fats or outright recycled plastics.
Wow.
Puppies.
Yeah.
No.
No, they're going to get, they're going to do just like, they're going to do just like Fight Club and get, you know, fat, human fat, so and they'll be making.
They're right. making animals, animal Legos out of actual animal fat.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, you know, like the ones that don't run fast enough, it's part of Darwin's.
Yeah. That's right.
Circle of life.
And so not only that, but they're also expanding its replay program, a recycled supply chain of Lego bricks and pieces that are repurposed for Lego sets. So the bricks are mailed in by users who no longer want their Legos with shipping covered by the company. And so, they team creates Lego charity to collect and wash old bricks to give away new sets for 3,000 kids so far. So, like, they're walking the walk.
Yeah. Yeah, they're known to actually be a conscious company.
Yeah.
Despite the fact they're turning puppies into Legos.
That's right. But, you know, those puppies know what they did.
Recycling.
Yes.
Making Monica wince.
Monica, tell us about the cat burglar.
So, town is missing its clothing as a four-pawed cat burglar pilfers items from neighbors and brings them home.
I think it'd be cooler if it was a three-pawed cat.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
There are cat burglars, and then there are cat burglars.
See, Doug?
Taboo. A 12-year-old black and white resident of West Yorkshire in England has stolen gloves, socks, underpants, and shoes from properties across the area. Her owner, Sandra Danskin, has now been forced to share the regular pictures of the loot on social media so residents can reclaim their stolen items. But Danskin, who works night shifts, said sneaky Taboo is rarely caught and has become a master of her criminal trade.
Sure.
It's great.
Whenever I come home from my shift, there are all sorts of things waiting for me, either dragged in through the cat flap or left on the drive.
I love cat flap.
My favorite band.
Yep.
This morning, I had four pairs of socks and a pair of underpants. She loves bringing back items of clothing like that, but also we've had a mop head.
A mop head?
And kitchen rolls.
Which is, what is kitchen rolls?
I guess maybe.
Like paper towels or
I guess,
something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah. We've even had half a dozen eggs once, still in their box, but all broken.
We
I think she must have taken them off someone's doorstep when the milkman dropped them off.
They still do that?
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
Neighbors have joked that they changed the locks on their houses. And that Danskin should figure out how to train her little thief to discern worthless goods from high-end goods like Rolexes.
So they're wanting this cat to steal from him.
Right, yeah, get the diamonds and the Rolexes,
but just
cat.
Selectively.
Yeah, sure. The ones, I mean, not
it's,
us.
It's kind of like, oh, I think the eggs have gone bad. Leave them out for the cat. Sandra believes that Tabu steals clothes from other people's washing lines, or sneaks into their houses if their doors are left open. The little Lupin has only been caught once so far, when a neighbor spotted her trying to take a t-shirt from his clothes dryer in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
If she brings back a sock, she will always either go back, she'll always go back and get the matching ones so there's a pair.
Very conscientious.
I have a box full of stuff she's brought for me, and every now and then I go in Facebook and post a photo of it all so people can claim it. Tabu was originally a house cat that belonged to Sandra's daughter, Gemma. Eventually, Gemma could not bear with the kleptomaniac cat any longer, and Tabu went to live with Sandra and her other three cats. Mm. And Tabu is probably teaching these other cats some bad habits.
Sure.
Now the cat burglar loves to let her current owner know that when she's pulled off a successful heist by emitting a signature howl.
Got more shit.
Whenever she gets something, she sets outside, makes this high-pitched whining noise to let me know. I've tried talking to her about it, but she doesn't change her ways. Underwear, socks, shoes, she just keeps bringing them. I can't tell you how many pairs of gardening gloves she's brought me. I've never heard of a cat doing anything like this before, and she shows no sign of stopping. So evidently she's never heard of Charlie the Kleptoclat of Bristol. Charlie became famous some years ago for stealing toys from the houses around her owner's home under very similar circumstances. Must be something with tuxedo cats.
So they're like two different ones.
Faux spies, you know. They're wearing the tuxedo, but they really have to steal it. So yeah, it's
meow.
I would like meow.
Very, very much like David Niven or something.
I would like some cream, please, shaken, not stirred. Yeah. Oh, look at the kitty. So, the last story that we're going to talk about, this is something that I'd heard about before, but I didn't make the connection. The Choctaw Nation unveils sister sculpture for Irish people honoring the heart connection forged 170 years ago.
Okay. Oh, it's an Oklahoma story.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
In the Choctaw Nation's territory in Oklahoma, a knotted statue has been erected by tribal leaders to honor the cross-continental connection over 170 years old. The Eternal Heart sculpture, combining a heart with a Celtic Trinity shape, was designed to honor the eternal bond forged between the Choctaw Nation and the most unlikely of people, the Irish. So in 1847, when Ireland was experiencing years of starvation due to the potato blight, the North American Choctaw tribe joined a compassionate campaign in the U.S. to help these strangers a whole ocean away from them. Despite their own suffering, having been forced to relocate, the tribe pooled their pennies and raised $170, almost $5,000 in today's currency, to send to Middleton and County Cork through the relief fund. So this is when I realize how much of a white guy I am.
Yeah.
That, you know, I think 1847, how would they know about the Irish? I'm like they don't fucking read newspapers or...
No, somebody told them while they were handing them blankets.
With smallpox.
With smallpox. Oh, that was early. Yeah. That was early.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Teaching them how to do fry bread. So, so 9 years ago, a soaring silver monument to honor these donations was unveiled in Cork, and Choctaw leaders were invited for the grand unveiling. The bond between our nations has strengthened over the years. We are blessed to have the opportunity to share our cultures and meet the generous people who have continued to honor a gift from the heart. That was Chief Batten. So in 2020, during the pandemic, the Navajo and Hopi nations were experiencing a high rate of infection, and the Irish saw their moment to demonstrate that they remembered the kindness shown to them. Of course, they got it wrong because that's a totally different tribes.
Indigenous people.
Yeah,
they all look the same.
How dare you? $2.7 million was raised for water and supplies by Irish donors through the GoFundMe, and many leaving messages of remembrance and hope.
I heard Irish donors. I like that better.
Yeah. Yes. Irish donors. Hey, I'm going to be sending some. Are you cool? So... one of the truly wild parts of this historical story is that the people of 19th century Ireland who ultimately benefited from the Choctaw donations didn't learn about the aid money's origin until decades after the famine had ended.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huh. So there's so much that talks about more of this and the groups and how they're different faiths and still they honor each other. And, in fact, it's a great honor to have a hand in exemplifying the Choctaw-Irish connection through my art, said Choctaw sculptor Samuel Stitt. That's who created the thing. The Choctaw culture of giving and caring for others is passed down through each generation. The Eternal Heart is an artistic interpretation of how the Irish people and Choctaw Nation will forever be connected by that human characteristic of compassion, one people for another. Neat.
Very cool. Nice.
Yep.
Very nice. The Choctaw Nation treated the Irish a lot better than Americans did.
Yeah, than Americans did.
Yep, dang those Irish. Oh, wait.
But, you know, giving. Giving is so important. Giving from the heart.
Yep.
You know, when you enjoy something,
sure,
you want to see it continue.
Yep.
A relationship.
Sure. You know. Patreon.com/2beers
Oh.
Is where you can go to donate to us and help us keep this thing running and show your appreciation. And you can also, you already know about the tiers. I'm sure you've listened to 20 of these already.
Let's hope so.
That's my goal. That's what I'm hoping for. You can also send money by Venmo or PayPal putting in 2beers in at weightlesspod.com, which is also where you can send us email.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you.
Sure.
Thank you very much for giving to us.
We would love to send you a sculpture of Legos in return.
Yes. In the Trinity Heart.
Yeah.
That's done. Doug will be doing that.
Yeah.
And
make sure it's made out of animal fat.
Yes. Come here, puppy.
And include a piece of underwear that you've stolen from a neighbor.
Yes.
Just so that we can tie all the stories from the episode together. Oh, this is an
extended universe. Okay, cool.
Yes, yes. We're world building here is what we're doing.
Absolutely. And thank you for being a part of this.
Yes.
So you had a Neil Simon.
No. Neil Simon Paul didn't Simon. Write very many songs.
He wrote one.
Did he?
No. Paul Simon.
He wrote the theme from The Odd Couple.
Yes.
I don't even think he wrote that.
No, he didn't.
No.
But he did tell me to go piss up a rope once.
Oh, okay. And then he threw a plate of spaghetti or linguine at you.
That's right.
And said, it's garbage.
No, he literally said, go piss up a rope. To me. Did you not know that?
No.
When you did a God's Favorite,
yeah?
I asked if we could do a little bit of editing.
Oh, yes.
And he said, go piss up a rope.
If you can't learn all the lines, don't take the part. Did you take the note?
I did not take the note.
I can confirm.
I said, you know, it was so...
Yeah. We'll talk about that on Patreon.
Okay. All right.
So...
So you...
Instead...
Okay.
We'll do it another day.
Proceed.
Here's the song that I really like that's super positive and happy. It's by a band called...
Wait. It's not happy again, is it?
No, it's not happy again.
We're not falling for that again.
Betrayed!
I just figured after last week's faux pas that, you know,
there's
it'd
no
be
faux
my
pas.
Turn.
My pas was not faux. It was genuine.
It was a genuine pas.
A genuine pas.
Betrayed.
Instead, let's go to my one of my favorite bands, especially out of New Orleans, Galactic, with a song called... I Got This, also called What You Need. But before I hit the button right there, that button right there, I want to thank you for listening to us and tell you that I'm your host, one of them at least, Brett Weaver, and I have been enjoying this TX bourbon along with the excellent chaser of Miller High Life.
It's that time of night.
Champagne of beers.
Day when you should say, come on. No, wait. That wasn't Miller. I don't remember the jingle.
You're starting the song already?
No,
I'm didn't
not.
Hit the button.
No. I'm your co-host, Monica Ballard. I've been enjoying Helles Lager.
Helles, yeah.
And I'm Doug. I've been enjoying a pineapple jalapeno paloma.
And it's
say
empty.
That one twice.
There we go. We'll start on the second one for Patreon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen to this song. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
With a white man in the center. You want it.